I don't like Pool Star Martini.
I don't like either, but that one was strong. That was really strong.
When you gas it up, it just tastes like
Pool Star Martini is the best cocktail there is.
No, it's not.
Yes, rampant.
Yeah.
That's just...
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode. This is episode 4? 5, guys. The consistency is here. I'm even losing track. But yeah, I'm here with Ona,
Shantz, aka Shantz the Bon.
Sam, I didn't even get to intro myself. But anyway, continue.
It's because I worded it weird, isn't it?
I'm going to introduce myself. She's not
going to
say my name.
I didn't know what was going on, so I just...
It's the way I worded it, man. Right. But yeah, you know how we always randomize our topic, so here we go. Life after university. Life after university.
I guess the uni people should talk first because I didn't experience uni.
I just think you can't prepare for it.
Mm.
Like, I feel like before I left uni, they always said, oh, like, your 20s, blah, blah, blah. Like, the 20s are the ghetto. Like, I'm really not enjoying this. I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not. And, yeah, I preferred uni. As much as uni was hard, but I had some good times in uni. Like, there was memories, it was fun. In uni, you're in this bubble. Like, life ain't real in uni. Like, you're just living in this world. And you lot are just here, like, partying, going to bed at stupid times. Going to your lecturers. Without sleep. Going to your lectures in just your pajamas, even. Like, just doing stupidness. Gallivanting. Like, in uni, I could be so spontaneous.
But this doesn't sound very educational. Like, I purposely didn't go uni because I just want to do work.
And it's a freshers week.
I should have went, but you still had to do work, but this is the thing, I didn't miss out because all my friends went uni and you lot made me not want to go.
Oh, when it came to like, exam times,
you guys put me off even more. Like, even though I naturally said I'm not going, you lot helped me make that
I mean, besides all of that though, I just think the fun that I had in uni was worth it.
Yeah,
it was worth all of that stress. And then the people you meet, and just everything, like, all the...
It's
just
nice,
every aspect. And the way you could just be spontaneous in uni. Like, you would just wake up.
And you know what? It wasn't about image or money or anything. It was just, you're just living life.
But like, nowadays, I wonder how uni's going to be for, like, our kids.
Oh, God knows.
I don't know, boy.
But you know what? I'm not going to lie. I never wanted to go uni in the first place, and I still wish I never went. I did enjoy the freshest week and stuff. I feel like I would have been further
in life
compared to where I am now.
So do you feel like you went to uni, but you know, like how some people have that thing of, oh, I have to go uni, but
I was technically forced.
Yeah, it wasn't a thing where what you want to do in life, you don't actually need to go to uni to do it.
I was actually forced. I didn't want to go uni in the first place. Like, I wanted to do either like an apprenticeship or something because the way how I am, I'm very hands on and I'm an active learner. I'm not really by the book and stuff like that. But obviously family and stuff like that, I go to university and stuff. Because I went obviously Canterbury first for 1 year. Then I was like, yeah, no. And I came back to London and I finished off my studying in London whilst working. To be honest, I barely went into uni 9 times out of 10. Like, I just do things online. I'll even work more than I actually did my uni stuff. And then I'll just dedicate, like, a Sunday just to bang out all my uni work. Because I genuinely just didn't want to. I was just like, I can't do this. It was so, like... It was depressing. It was very depressing. Because when you don't want to do something and you're forced to do it, and it's not like it's 1 year or 2 years, it's 3, 4 years, like...
I always used to think that, like, in uni, when I see people who were on courses they hated, I'll be like, how are you guys doing this? Because it's so hard for me, who is doing this course that I actually want to do. And you're here to do, like, that's like someone telling me, go and study law.
Yeah.
And I don't even like law. Yeah. Like, how am I going to do it? And wake up every morning and go to lectures and do the coursework. And,
for three to four years.
Yeah.
But I think that's sad. Like, a lot of if you ask a lot of people that went to uni, they didn't even go for themselves, they went for their parents. And for me, I decided not to go uni because everything that I want to do, I don't need to go to uni. And I felt like if I went to uni, I'd just be that person that went to make my parents happy. And I told my parents, like, when I finished college and stuff, I said, I'm not going to uni. Like, I've got a goal. My parents weren't... I feel like with my parents, as long as I'm doing something and I know what I'm doing, like, I couldn't come and just be like, I'm not going uni. I didn't have no plan. I didn't have no idea what I wanted to do. So I think I went college an extra year.
Mm.
And then, yeah, and then from there I started working. And then I was doing, like, makeup. Because at one point I wanted to be a makeup artist. And then, yeah, I just ventured from there. But I was always working. I was always doing something. I was never, like, just waiting for life to hit me and tell me what exactly I want to do. So I feel like for my parents, they weren't really... It would be nice if I went, but I never got this sense of if I don't go, it's going to be bad vibes, whatever. Yeah. Like, and my parents didn't go to uni, so how can you get on to me?
I feel like fair my enough. Thing...
Hmm? No, I said fair enough because my parents didn't go as well. But then actually, some people's parents who didn't go, they want you to go.
Because they want to say that someone's gone.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I don't know, like, not in a rude way yet, but I find it so good that you've gone uni, but the way parents make it seem like when you've gone uni, you've accomplished.
Nothing happens.
Yeah, like.
It's almost like you finish.
I look at uni like you went, like you've done a higher lesson in college, but in a different, but for more years. I don't know how to describe it to you, but I don't look at it so like.
It doesn't feel like what they mean. Yeah, I just feel like
Siri's listening to our conversations.
Not Siri trying to join the conversation. Who called you?
That's so scary. What? What was that even saying?
It doesn't feel like
multiphone. Yeah, it doesn't feel like. Like I never looked at. Let's say for you lots, yeah, like you lots went uni. I never thought like, rah, I should have went. Or I'm proud of you lots. Don't get me wrong, like. I'm very proud, but I didn't feel like I missed out on anything. I didn't feel like that should have been me, or and I don't get that vibe. Like even with my own child, like he has to go uni. Like if he doesn't go, it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna force my children.
Yeah, I just feel like you got to have a plan, and you got to come with a plan in order for me to support whatever you're doing. And that's still with uni because a lot of us focus on uni, but you don't know what you're doing after.
Yeah,
this is the thing. And like I feel like. If majority of us didn't go to uni or no one went to uni, that period of time, the 3 to 4 years, we would be finding ourselves, you know, finding different jobs. Okay, that's not a bit of me, that's not a bit of me, that's not a bit of me. Where there's people that dedicate 4 years to university, graduate, and don't even work in what they qualified in and work in something completely different. And then they're still trying to find themselves another 3 to 4 years down the line. Now you're coming towards the end of your 20s and you're like, oh, Do you know what I mean? Some people,
they'll never admit it, but I feel like some people that like, do their masters and stuff for that extra time to like...
Yeah, for the extra time, definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
To decide, 100%, that's known though.
Yeah, to decide what am I going to do.
Like, I have a friend who's doing her masters. I don't think she started it yet, but she's literally like, I'm doing my masters because I don't know what I'm doing. Like, she just needs the extra year to figure out what she wants to do, so... But even that is what... It's even harder than uni.
So how did you guys feel after uni, like... Did you feel scared? Did you feel overwhelmed? Did you feel like, what am I doing now?
I feel like because I was working as well as studying, it didn't really hit me as much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
you already
once I left, I still have my job. Yeah. And then now, again, see, look, university did not help because now I'm taking another course to further in what I'm working in to get obviously get a better job and stuff like that. Yeah. So... It hasn't really hit me in that sense. Yes, it got to a point where, like, okay, do I really want to do this? Or do I want to... Because I have a degree in business management and marketing, but I'm doing finance. So they're completely different.
Mm.
And I'm doing a further course to enhance my financial education.
But don't you think there were some that there are some transferable skills?
Yeah, of course, 100%. The whole business... That's why I chose business management and marketing, because, yes, there's marketing in there, but there's business management aspects still helps with the job I'm in right now.
Mm.
So that's why I still had the whole, okay, I don't know what I'm doing, but I still, because I had a consistent job and it can become a career, it didn't hit me as much compared to like, my other friends, because some of them come out of uni and they're just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm. Did you always want to do what you're doing now?
No, ever since, it's when I first started working where I worked, I'm thinking, okay, this is really good. And then I started to get more education about it, and I genuinely liked it. But because I was going uni, studying something completely different, it was kind of too late to try and switch anything. So I was like, oh, let me continue doing this. Thankfully, I mix it with business management marketing, so it's two different kind of aspects and areas.
Yeah.
So that was okay for me. But this is a prime example of people studying something, thinking this is what they're going into, and they're completely changing once they graduate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it didn't really hit me as much, but I know a lot of people that literally fell into depression, that were struggling, that didn't know what they wanted to do, that ended up with dead end job, that didn't even end up in a job, even though they have a degree.
Yeah, because it's not that easy. They make it seem so smooth and out, like you just come out of uni, you just work in that field. And a lot of people don't even want to work in that field.
Mm.
And a lot of people that do, they see that it's actually very hard, even if you have the degree, to get a job straight in that field. Because a lot of them lack experience, and it's just like, well, I spent all this time in uni to do this job, and you're telling me I have to come with a year or more of experience. Where am I going to get experience if I don't work?
But then I think some universities provide
like a year.
Yeah, some, but
and
not all.
Internships or stuff like that. But even then, there are people that can't do internships because they're not getting paid.
Yeah,
and then
you
need
still,
to work. To
you still need money.
Yeah.
You still need an income. And a lot of us, I've lived my retail life for my teens.
Mm.
I'm out of it now. Like, I could never. Not that I look down on retail. No, it's just not for me. Like, the things I want to do have nothing to do with retail. So I couldn't imagine myself going back to that. Or if I was to go back to that, it would have to do with like how I was into makeup, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
It couldn't just be like me working in Asda, like just any type of retail shop. Mm. So for some people, they're just like, I've done all of this, I don't want to work in retail.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, life after university, especially if you didn't have a job whilst in university,
yeah,
it's like people think they're gonna jump straight into the career,
that's what they think.
And they don't.
Yeah.
They probably end up with a lower job. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it can really be very demotivating because you spent so long
just
studying just for that, and it's like I didn't come out of university to have to wait.
It's starting salary, like 18k, 22 if you're lucky, 25 if you're very lucky.
If you're very lucky, and that's with graduate schemes.
Yeah,
that's 25.
How
to
did
30,
you feel
000.
When you finished?
Well, for me, I've always known what I wanted to do in it, so I feel like it's been easy for me.
Mm.
As much as well, so I did biomedical science, right? I want to be a doctor. But I didn't go straight into medicine. I didn't go straight into medicine because I didn't get the best A-levels.
Mm.
So it was like, okay, well, I don't want to do this degree, but like I still enjoy it. Actually, no, I'm lying. There was parts of it I hated because I don't like certain aspects of science. Like, I'm more like the human body and stuff.
Mm.
But in biomedical science, there's just bare to cover. Like, there's other aspects of science that you have cover. So obviously, those parts were a drag. But in general, like, the degree wasn't that hard for me. Like, it was something I'm good at, whatever. So I feel like in that, for me, because of that, it wasn't that bad. In general, I had a pretty good university experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I did go on a year abroad to work in the biomedical field. And that was, I wanted to kill myself.
Like,
it was horrible. Like, I went to Italy. That was fine.
What?
I enjoyed it. What? I hated that job with my whole heart, Chantel.
Why?
Because I just hated working in a lab. Like, that's not what I want to do.
Mm.
I mean, I'm glad I had that experience because it made me realise I can't settle for... Not settle. Obviously, if you want to work in a lab, you work in
but
a lab, innit?
But that's what you want.
Like, my mum works in a lab and she loves it.
Yeah.
As a person, cannot sit in a lab all day looking at things like, no. So, I'm glad I had that experience. But in general, uni was great for me. It was stressful, yeah. And third year, I probably had the worst mental breakdowns of my life. Like, third year was mad. But first and second year, great times. Really enjoyed
third
myself.
Year, sometimes you forget to brush your teeth. Listen, it was hard.
Third year.
So when you finished uni, you didn't feel lost?
I didn't feel lost because I've always known what I wanted to do.
So you knew.
So I just
what
knew.
You was
going But I felt for like, because like, obviously, I recognise I'm very privileged to feel like that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of my mates came out of uni and didn't know what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Or like, didn't have a job for God knows how long or whatever. So it is a big privilege to be in a situation where you're like, yeah, this is what I want to do. Like, I know what I want to do since I was a child.
Mm.
So it's like...
Yeah, I feel like, and also I feel like people really relied on the maintenance loan, because I think there was like a last instalment, but that last instalment, you're basically finished the whole year, like each year. I think it was like May or April time, so have instalment. And obviously that will help people throughout whole summer. So some people didn't really get the job. And obviously after the third year, the fourth year, you're not getting it. And so it's kind of like, oh shit, like where am I getting my money from?
Yeah, and I feel like the worst time to be looking for a job, even though you think it's the best time, is summer. Because everybody's coming out of uni or still in uni and they've been applying before summer even came to get that summer job.
Yeah.
So there's so much people trying to hunt for a job, it's even harder to get one.
Yeah, it's true. I've literally had conversations with my friends, and they're sometimes just almost in tears because it's like, I do not know what I'm doing.
Mm.
Like, I've finished university, I have my degree, I have my certificate, but what am I doing?
That's so crazy, you know?
And it's like,
it's actually mad.
Yeah, because university doesn't help. Because
it's always to me, like, from the outside looking in, it always was seeming to me that your passion, like, even you know Sharon on that went on Love Island,
yeah,
like her life just sounds like so patterned, like when she talks
about
I studied this, I done this, I done that, it's just like,
rah. But she's like what, how old is she?
I don't know.
But she seems like she has her life sorted.
But I know, but when you hear someone say they've gone to uni and what they've studied, especially if it's something that you were done law or all these type of stuff, or to be a doctor, it sounds like you already have that thing of, oh right, your pattern, like, and then to go from that to hearing the person say, but I don't know what to do now, it's just, you don't expect that. You feel like once that person finishes uni,
that's it.
But this is the thing, university does not help people understand the real world, understand the working world. I feel like it does in terms of independent learning, and obviously if you don't teach yourself, then you're going to fail type of thing.
Mm.
And the responsibilities of being living out of your home to like shopping and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it helps in that aspect, but it doesn't really help in terms of actually understanding the fact that you need a job to actually have money to actually cost your, like, to help with cost of living and stuff like that. It's not that deep because first of all, the installments that you'll be getting, and secondly, we're still young.
I'll never forget that last summer. That summer of third year when you've got your last loan. And the money is just draining away. Like, the money is just going. And you're thinking, what am I going to do? Like, there's no money in September. Yeah. Like, there's no money coming to my account. Like, that is probably the last time I will see that big chunk of money for a while. Like, I'm going to have to work my ass off to get that. And then imagine as well, you've come through your whole life from, 4 years old?
Mm.
You've had stepping stones.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've just dumped you in the middle of the ocean and said, bye, like, find your way back to shore. Like,
and I kind of felt like that, even though I didn't go to uni, but when I finished college and I was working, because I'd done, like, you know, like how you said at one point you was working and done uni, at one point I was working and going to college.
Mm-hmm.
When I finished college and I was just working, I kind of felt, like, I'm an adult, like, I'm working, like, I'm gonna work to work again, and, like, to further along work, like, I'm gonna, like, that's it, like,
you know that realisation of, I'm gonna work forever, I have to keep doing this unless I don't have no money,
basically,
that's so depressing,
and now, like, I like the place that we're in, where there's more opportunities, that you can actually do something for yourself and be rich in that field, but at that time, it was just, like, I'm working. I wasn't deep in that. I'm working. Like, this is me now. Like, it's not just that. Oh yeah, I'm just working this day for some extra money so I can go out with my friends.
This is actually
I'm starting to pay bills.
Yeah.
I rely on this money to enjoy my life.
Yeah.
I rely on this money
to
eat.
That is the ghetto whisper.
I rely on this money. Like,
I can't enjoy unless I do this.
Yeah. But like, if I want to go out, I know I have to work. If I'm not working,
or you have to make sacrifices because you need the overtime, so you can't go out on that Saturday because you have that over. You need to do the overtime
just
to get your
me
money.
Now, just
but
kill
do
me
you
now.
Feel like I feel like? Do you feel like in uni they should, like, before you guys leave, they should always talk you down, like, give you, like, maybe, like, I don't know, like, sort of coach you or advice.
So we all had, like, tutors you can speak to and stuff like that, and obviously, they'll just tell you the standard, okay, here's this facility, you can try to do this, try to do that. But I feel like, because there's, it's like, how should I put it, it's just It's like, oh, here's the book, read it.
They yeah, that's really what I mean. I feel like they should have done a class or like something where they proper sit with you. So if let's say you have a question, you can ask, like everyone can ask, because you're all basically in the same position. Yeah. They should do that, because I feel like not everybody is wise enough to think about when I finish uni.
Luckily, though,
I've got to think about the rest of my life.
In my uni, that the careers department is still of access to you up to 3 years after you graduate.
That's really good. Yeah, so you're still a graduate after now. 3 years. Yeah. I mean, for 3 years, you're considered a graduate, and after you're just.
So yeah, I could call them now and ask for help, and they would help. So it's just, I guess it just depends on going to, as well, going to a good uni is a big. Big thing. Like, I didn't realize how good my uni was until people were telling me about their unis, and I was just like my uni, the career department was so good. Like, I could go to them and they would help me with anything.
Which uni did you go to?
Brunel.
Oh yeah, you know,
like good. Their department is sick. That's one thing I'll give them. And my friend who goes to Hartford, she just dropping them in the deep end. Like, no help. No, I'm like to her, go to your careers people. Like.
What is Hertfordshire not good?
No, I'm not saying it's not a good uni, but I mean,
support wise, I thought they would be good.
Yeah, no, my friend was like, they don't support her. They don't, there's no one there for her to. And I'm just thinking, huh? I thought this was normal.
Yeah, I thought your uni, and especially that one, because I've heard good things about that, so I thought that in that area, they would have had it.
Because she was like, oh, how did you find your my apprenticeship abroad? And I was like, they found it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have to do much. But for them, they literally have to do everything themselves. And that was just mad to me.
But this is the thing. So, obviously, I did... For 1 year, I went to Canterbury.
Yeah.
And the second year, I went to Pearson's College London, which is a university underneath Kent.
Oh.
But I went to the actual workplace in Holborn to study for university. So, obviously, because I experienced university and I'm now experiencing this, it's so completely different. Because one, the tutors, they're actually not really tutors. They're more like, they have educational knowledge and stuff like that, but they have businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not really a tutor in that sense. Like, they didn't get the qualifications in that.
Sharing their knowledge with you.
Basically, but they're still teaching us our syllabus and our modules and stuff like that.
Mm.
So, in that sense, it was like, okay, at least I got to speak to people that are actually in the working world. And they're like, okay, I have this business, I have this, I have this, I have this. But at the same time, it was much more harder, because I'm not going to university. I'm literally walking in to a building where people are just working.
Mm.
Like, it's not a university. Like, we didn't have a library. Our library was online.
Wow.
Yeah. And, like, you'll see people having big, big meetings. And the next door is my lesson. Like, that's how weird it was. And it was kind of like, okay, I'm not really feeling this. Yes, I had a tutor that I was really supportive and stuff, but I was still like, this isn't good. This isn't how university should be, if that makes sense. Yes, it's underneath another university, but they should have set up, like, really different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even, I think, going towards my second year in there, they were just like, oh, yeah, by the way, we got this big spare room with, like, computers. You can now use it. Just because. Like, it was so weird. But I feel like if you are thinking to go to university, there's actually so many more options. Like, there's that degree apprenticeship.
Yeah.
So you can get a degree and you can do an apprenticeship and you don't actually pay to go to university.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I can say about my university is that... when I was trying to do a degree apprenticeship, obviously I didn't get it. They said, okay, you did really well in the stages of trying to qualify for it. They knocked off, I think, £3,000 or almost £4,000 off my tuition. So I didn't pay the full amount. I only paid a few amount for each year, which I found obviously really helpful because I'm not in that much debt compared to others. Yeah, that's the only thing I thought, okay, that's really good. And my qualification, my degree... was University of Kent, and I didn't need to travel to Kent. Yeah, so my certificate is actually University of Kent.
How did you find that?
Oh, I told you, people need to do their research. It's crazy. Do your research.
And I think you need to make sure that uni is for you. Yeah. Like, don't... I know, obviously, family and, like, your parents give you pressure, whatever, but you, in that situation, you need to be stubborn. Like, I was stubborn. Like, because I'm studying. I'm the one that's going to have to be up. I'm the one that's going to have to go to lectures. And for me, yeah... I can't do this, like, I feel like in college they're a bit on you, but a bit lenient. But in uni, it's literally down to you to get this work done, to take in the information. Like, I would have friends that would not go to their actual lectures, yeah, and be watching it. They'll say they're gonna watch it at home, and they don't watch it. Or if they watch it, they're talking to me. I'm like, are you even taking in what you're learning? Like, and I know for me, like, I struggled in school and stuff. Like, I'm not an academic person, so to be in an environment where it's literally my choice, I would be in my bed all the time and get no work done. So I really advise people, like, don't feel like just because your parents or your grandma or whoever really wants you to go, that you have to do it. You have to, I think it's better for you to look elsewhere and come with a plan than to force something and you don't do, because imagine you do it and then you don't get the grades that you wanted to, or you don't do well in your parents' eyes, just to say that you've done it. It don't make sense.
But also, if you want to go down a career path where you need university,
yeah,
go there.
Yeah, of course.
And focus. No, because when I was in uni, like, all we ever hear about uni these days is like, oh, it's a waste of time, blah 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 blah.
Mm. I don't think
but
so.
But then I was like, when, like, I was always think to myself, but I need to be here.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're
telling me that it's a waste of my time.
I don't think it's a waste if you need to go there to go to where you want to be.
Yeah.
For someone like me that don't need to, it's more of like having something extra. Yeah. I just wouldn't advise it if I don't want to do it. But if I wanted to do it, and even if what I wanted to do, I didn't actually have to go to uni, I would have still done it.
No, I get what you're saying. I'm just saying that you hear more than from people who actually need to go.
It's true.
And how do you go about actually doing well at it? But that's a conversation for another day, boy.
Yeah. And I feel like people that are currently in uni right now, especially if it's like your last year and stuff, really think about what you actually are going to do after university. Because once university is done, it's done. Like, your ID card's expired now. Like, what are you going to do? I feel like people really underestimate how the effects of life after university. Mm. They're just thinking, okay, uni's done, education's done, it's freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's freedom into that adult world. It's freedom where you have responsibilities. It's freedom where you need to actually start working or find some sort of source of income to actually live.
Our next episode should be adulting.
Oh no.
Guys, let us know.
That one?
Yeah. Yeah. But honestly, guys, if you're going to uni, if you are in uni, if you don't want to go to uni, just do your research at the end of the day. And you know what you want. Like Chantel said, don't let your parents push you. Because my parents did, I wasn't happy. And then I look, like, I'm not saying, like, I'm bad where I am. Like, I'm kind of privileged to be to work and still going to university. So I didn't really have that thing. Thank you.
Yeah.
But people out there, listen, life after university is no joke. Like, sis. It's no joke.
We'll get into that in another episode.
But yeah.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.